This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Israel and Iran traded fresh devastating strikes yesterday after U.S. hit three Iranian nuclear facilities. Explosions rocked Iran's capital, Tehran, as Israel announced coordinated attacks on government and military installations across the country. Israeli defense forces targeted the entrance of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The high-security facility houses political prisoners, dual nationals, and critics of the Iranian government, marking an expansion of Israeli operations beyond purely military targets. Iran responded with waves of missiles and drones targeting Israeli territory, with blasts reported in multiple cities. Meanwhile, the United States has placed its forces across West Asia region on high alert. The U.S. Embassy in Qatar also issued an urgent advisory directing American citizens to remain indoors until further notice, citing the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict and U.S. bombing operations against Iranian nuclear facilities. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged Indian community in Qatar to be cautious and remain indoors in view of the ongoing situation. In a social media post, the embassy has asked people to remain calm and follow local news instructions and guidance provided by the Qatari authorities. Qatar has announced that it reserves the right to respond directly in a manner equivalent following Iran's retaliatory attack on the U.S. bases in Qatar. Qatar's Ministry of Defense confirmed that Iran's missile strike targeting Al Udeid Air Base caused no casualties or injuries. Qatar's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid Al Ansari condemned the Iranian missile attack on Al Udeid Air Base as a blatant violation of Qatar's sovereignty, airspace, international law, and the UN Charter. He called for an immediate halt to all military actions and urged a serious return to negotiations and dialogue. According to Ministry of Defense, Qatar's air defenses successfully intercepted the attack targeting Al Udeid Air Base. Qatar's airspace and territory are safe, and that the nation's armed forces are always ready to deal with any threat. The incident follows Iran's reported launch of six missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq and Qatar. The White House said it is closely monitoring the situation. A total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi last evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2,003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. Meanwhile, the first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi today from Amman, Jordan, under Operation Sindhu. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Israel's capital, Tel Aviv. A 24/7 control room has been established at the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. The telephone numbers are 972-5475-20711 and 972-5432-7-8392. And the email is cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. The historic conversation took place at Sivagiri Math on 12th of March 1925 during Mahatma Gandhi's visit. It was centered around Vaikom Satyagraha, religious conversions, non-violence, abolition of untouchability, attainment of salvation, the uplift of the downtrodden, among others. The government has decided to extend the cut-off date for exercising the option for unified pension scheme by 3 months till 30th of this September this year. This cut-off date will apply for the eligible central government employees, retirees, and the legally wedded spouses of deceased retirees. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, hosts England were 21 for no loss at stumps on day 4. Chasing a target of 371 set by India in the first test at Headingley, Leeds. England needs 350 runs, while India must take all 10 wickets on the final day to win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.